Ruvanna Beasley, the new executive director of the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation, or GVEDC, introduced herself at the June 15th Pocahontas County Commission meeting. The GVEDC serves as the principal economic development agency for not only Pocahontas County, but also for Greenbrier and Monroe counties. In the past, commissioners have expressed concerns that most of the GVEDC's economic development efforts have been in the other two counties. And Beasley seemed to understand those concerns, and she emphasized that she is a native of Pocahontas County and returned here to live in 2017. She said she cannot speak to the problems the county may have had with the GVEDC over the last 25 years, but she said she is making a commitment that her organization will make it a priority to assist her native county in an active and passionate way and will maintain close communication with the county. Additionally, Beasley has been active in local commission committees and boards such as the Pocahontas County Broadband Council and the Historic Landmarks Commission. Also at this meeting, Mike O'Brien asked for and received the commissioner's permission to hire Kenneth Stitzinger as a part-time Office of Emergency Services assistant. The commissioners approved and signed the Small Cities Community Block Grant application for hazardous mitigation regarding the construction of the proposed new 911 center near the hospital. The commissioners opened and received bids for engineering services for 911 tower upgrades, but referred the bid proposals to the 911 board for their recommendations. Laura Young of the Family Resources Network, or FRN, asked the commissioners to make up for their losses that they had incurred because of providing expanded services to county families during the pandemic. Young asked the commissioners to use $200,000 of the $1.6 million federal dollars the commission is scheduled to receive from the American Rescue Plan. The commissioners said that they have not yet received any of those COVID relief funds, nor do they yet know what those funds will be permitted to be used for. The commissioners issued a resolution to accept the Community Corrections Program grant award of $51,000, and they also approved extending the Day Report Program's contract with MindEase Solutions for the upcoming fiscal year. They approved and signed the application for a community block grant for county asset mapping. The commissioners also agreed to continue to provide live coverage of their meetings via Zoom. They appointed Morgan McComb to the Solid Waste Authority, Mike O'Brien to the 911 Advisory Board, Charlie Sheets and Rita Griffith to the GVEDC Board, and appointed Wanda Wyatt and Melissa Price to the Criminal Justice Board. They made the annual designation of county depositories as being all the local banks. Lisa Cutlett, the district manager of the Snowshoe Resort Community District, updated the commissioners regarding getting more law enforcement presence at the resort area. She said the sheriff has now agreed to keep two deputies in the northern end of the county and to use the office that the resort district provides for deputies. They scheduled a special commission meeting for 9 a.m. on June 28th to process year-end invoices. And finally, they signed a resolution approving of the Farmland Protection Board's proposed granting of a permanent conservation easement for Tolly Pellucci and Sean Clotworthy at 259 Hidden River Farm Road in Montorville, West Virginia. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.